Little Passports is the perfect holiday gift for that curious kid on your list. With a subscription to Little Passports, kids get a fun-filled package each month designed to inspire their curiosity in geography, world cultures, or science through hands-on projects and activities. For kids of all ages, find special holiday offers and order today for holiday delivery at littlepassports.com/lucky.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 48 of the Lucky Few podcast, where we are shifting the narrative by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Heather.
Mercedes.
And Micah is not with us today, but we're so thankful that you're here, friends. And we're so excited to sit down with the one and only Michaela Holmgren, who is a pageant star, a dancer, a self-advocate who has Down syndrome. We can't wait to bring her on in just a little bit. You have probably seen her on TV many times. She was competing for the title of Miss Minnesota, and we're super pumped. But speaking of Down syndrome, before we get to that, speaking of Down syndrome in the media, we are really excited, friends, to tell you about our live event that is coming up in just a couple weeks. Our theme is how Down syndrome in the media is shifting the narrative. We have some super rad guests coming on. We have Jamie Brewer from American Horror Story, and Jared Kozak, who's on a new show on Nickelodeon. Gail William, and both of them have Down syndrome. And then Gail Williamson is a talent agent who has been representing people with Down syndrome for her whole career. And she's going to be on as well. We have a couple surprise guests coming your way. The event is going to be in Monrovia, California on November 21st, which is a Thursday, around 7 o'clock. It is an event for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's an event for couples, families. If your kids can stay up that late, it's totally family friendly. Grab your girlfriends. Tickets are only $20. It's a discount if you buy two. You will not want to miss this event. So you can head to theluckyfewpodcast.com to get your tickets. Do that right now and then come on back and listen. And we're so thankful that you're here. Welcome to the Lucky Few Podcast. All right, Mercedes. So before we bring Michaela on, how excited are you?
Oh, I'm really excited
about this one.
I'm really, really, really excited about interviewing with Michaela and meeting her mom. I know. All the things.
I know one of our producers, Valerie, had reached out and said, "What do you think about Michaela?" And then started explaining who she is. I'm like, "I know. We know who she is.
Totally.
Get her on the show. Hurry." It's so fun. And then our event's coming up. And what are you excited about for our event?
Ooh, okay. So I love the chance to get to do a live event because I want to meet as many of our listeners in person as possible.
For sure.
Like, I love that part. It's going to be awesome. Anytime, since we spend a lot of time talking about our loved ones with Down syndrome, I love to see and meet more adults in their careers, in their own space of life, and like just be able to talk to an adult person with Down syndrome who is following their dreams. And I don't know, I just think it's extra special, and I get really amped and excited to do that because it's not every day for me. I'm with the little ones all the time.
I know.
Same. And I'm excited about the future.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I love the idea of talking about the media because so much has changed. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy the power of the media, right? Mm-hmm. And that there are so many incredible people with Down syndrome who are working really hard to get into that space.
Yeah.
And that windows are opening up. Mm-hmm. And like this new Nickelodeon show, The Loud House, I think it just came out the middle of October, but I watched a preview for it. And they like introduce their whole family, and one of the family members has Down syndrome, and it's just no big deal. Like, it's thing.
Right.
And then the actor who is the voice actor for that character has Down syndrome, as it should be. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be with us, which I'm super excited about. So I love, to get to, I know for me, raising the littles with Down syndrome, and all three of us, with Micah included, our kids are just little. Mm-hmm. And so when we have opportunity to talk to people
Self-advocates.
Self-advocates, people who are adults with Down syndrome in the world. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite thing ever.
It's so fun.
Which brings us to our guest today. Okay, so we're chatting with Michaela Holmgren. So she's a dancer. She's a Ruby Rainbow Scholarship recipient, which we love. Ruby mm-hmm. Rainbow's here at Ruby's Rainbow, as you guys know. She is the winner of the Miss Amazing pageant and the first person ever with Down syndrome to compete in any state Miss USA pageant. You have probably seen her on TV during Miss Minnesota, where she won the Director's Award and Spirit of Miss USA Award. Mm. Recently, she has been raising money for Best Buddies International Organization. And somehow she found time to sit down and chat with us. So we're so thankful. Thank you so much, Michaela, for being here. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Yay. Yeah. We're so happy you're here.
You look beautiful today.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Michaela, thank you for being here. We are so excited to have you. We have so much to talk about. But first, tell us a little bit about your background that led you to being such a role model. How did your pageant career start? What made you want to compete in pageants?
First, I was doing Miss Amazing. It's all about having it's about like girls who have special needs and put on pageants. We do like through our talent. We have interviews, but we have everything there too. It's like fun. And you know, wear our gowns mm-hmm. and.
How old were you when you started doing pageants? Do you remember?
2015.
Okay, so
now 4 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah, awesome. How old are you? Do you mind me asking that question?
I'm 24.
Okay. Ooh. So Miss Amazing, and when you started the Miss Amazing pageant, which you won, correct? You've won that pageant.
Yeah, I won that pageant.
So cool.
And I went to nationals in LA.
Wow. That's so fun. Can I ask you what your talent was? I probably know the answer because you're a dancer, but I thought I would still ask what your talent was.
My talent is dancing. I've been dancing, at six.
Okay.
Now I'm still dancing right now.
What's your favorite genre of dance? What do you like to do for dance?
I like doing lyrical.
Oh.
Because lyrical is more fun. Mm-hmm. It's more a way to express myself, and yeah, I just love the stage when I'm dancing. Like,
it's so good. I have a 10-year-old daughter who has she's 11. I have an 11-year-old daughter who has Down syndrome, and she's a dancer, and she's been doing hip hop for 3 years, but she just started jazz, and she loves it. Have you ever taken jazz?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She did this.
Oh, jazz is a lot more technical, though. There's, like, a lot of technique in jazz. And it's...
Oh, yeah. Seriously, on jazz and tap and point.
Oh, yeah.
How often do you dance in the week? How many classes do you take a week?
Let's say two hours. So I dance for 2 hours on Monday, today, and then Saturdays.
Okay. Wow. That's awesome. 3 times a week.
That is a big commitment. So good. All right. So you did Miss Amazing pageant, which you won, went to nationals, went to LA. And then you were in Miss Minnesota pageant. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us how did that happen? Because you're the first person with Down syndrome to compete in a Miss USA pageant. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Miss USA, I watched it open. So
mom's jumping on this one.
Sure. Yeah,
okay. Welcome. This is Michaela's mom, Sandy. Welcome to the show. We're so happy you're here.
So because she had won Miss Amazing, she couldn't run again until she was 24. So she kept wanting to do another pageant, and this thing came in the mail, and I let her open her mail all the time, and I didn't pay any attention to it. It was, something for about a pageant. And she bugged me for 3 days that she wanted to do it. And I finally, just to quiet her down, I went online, filled out the application, but I specifically put in there that she had Down syndrome, thinking they would look at the application and turn her down or like bypass her. And they didn't.
Oh my God.
The director went to Bethel. She was at Bethel at the time. So the director went over to the college and interviewed her for an hour. And by the time she was out of the door, walking to her car, she was on the phone with Miss Universe saying that she had to do this pageant.
It's amazing. I'm crying.
I, of course, still did not realize which pageant we chose to do.
Oh, no way. Oh, my goodness.
Someone wanted to write this article about it. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And they wrote the article. And all of a sudden, we're getting, like, all the media attention. And I'm like, what's the big deal? And then all of a sudden, it hit me. It's like, oh, this is the Miss USA pageant.
Oh,
yeah, because there's so many different pageants. I really wasn't paying attention
You're
to which
best.
One was.
I feel
so funny.
I want to like hit on a couple points here, if we may. My favorite is, I love that you, and I hope you're okay with me bringing this up, and we can talk about it for a second, but I love that you filled out the application and put that she has Down syndrome, thinking it would deter them, you know? And I know for myself as a mom, like I still have moments where it's like, this is something that's going to be seen as a negative, you know, just because it has been in so many spaces. And just to remind myself to always put it in the universe as a positive, but that, like, I just love that you shared that, like, that was what was happening. That was your thought process. And then like all these years later, that's still how it is for you. And then someone saw that as an asset. That's amazing, right? Mm-hmm. Like the person saw it as an asset and stepped in.
Yeah.
Too cool.
That's too cool.
Too cool.
And I want to add that I would have been the same way, like not completely knowing what I was filling out and not kind of caring, just kind of moving along with the motions, and that you did the same thing and found out shockingly with everybody right. else. That it was the Miss USA pageant. That is so fun and adorable. Moms all across the world were the same.
That's right. We're all the same.
We're all the same.
Okay, so Michaela, so you've done Miss...
Back to Michaela.
Right. Okay. Well, we want you to jump in too. Thank you, Sandy. So you've done Miss... You did Miss Amazing. You were familiar with that. And now you're doing a Miss USA pageant. What was some of the differences? Like, what was different about Miss Amazing and Miss USA?
Actually, yeah, it's different because Miss Amazing is for disability, and the other is not. So I combine and say Minnesota is so different than like other pageants.
Miss Minnesota?
Yeah.
And... what was it like? How did you feel being the only person in the pageant who has a disability?
Some people can do, actually I'm a self-advocate, but,
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm spreading the word. It's like, saying like speak up for those who have special needs. And I brought the awareness for those. And then I just text Monday, and I'm wearing my nice blue gown I just wore. I'm like, I love this dress. Aww. It's so cute. And I'm like, I will keep it. And then I ran twice in the same one. I had the green dress. It's all beautiful and all that. We go through interviews. And we go on like crazy. And baby suit too.
What?
Were you nervous? Michaela,
you're so cute.
Wait, Michaela, were you nervous to walk on stage in front of all those people on TV in a bathing suit? Get it, girl. Body positive. I'm all about that.
That's so wonderful. Michaela, I'm sure... you have received a ton of attention, and people see you as such a role model after all your amazing achievements and the way you've used your platform. Why do you think people see you this way? Do you see yourself as a role model also?
So, for myself, I am a self-advocate with with a disability, so I can like share the X message on special needs or what. So for Best Buddies is my platform, so I'm using it as found, and I'm just spreading the word, and I have been.
As a self-advocate, what do you want people to know about Down syndrome?
I just want people can learn and people can express yourself. And I am a public speaker, so I have been. I'm a self-advocate because I do public speaking. Mm-hmm. I've been doing photo shoots or something comes up or have a bent. Mm-hmm. I just news yourself as your self-advocate.
That's right.
You can do things with them. You go on other events, where you go to galas, where you can go everything.
You gotta show up.
Yeah, they gotta show up.
Show up as yourself.
Yeah.
I have another question, but I want to jump back real quick to the to the pageant, because we skipped over this and I want to hear about it, but you won Spirit of Miss USA and the Director's Awards, right?
So
yes, tell us.
Spirit Award. Okay. So I got the Spirit Award first. I have a friend and they wrote the sweater from me. And then I found out I got this award, and it's called Spirit of USA Award.
How special.
That's a pretty big deal, right? Because it's not just Minnesota. Yes, Sandy. Sandy's raising her hand. I want to hear about this.
Yeah, so it's another great story. So they have people just write things about the different queens. You know, it can be anybody, and you have to do it on Saturday, and then they review it on Sunday and pick somebody on Sunday for the finals. And I totally forgot to write anything, and we're sitting in the audience and not thinking that somebody else would write something about her. And
I said it.
Sitting in the audience and my husband goes, "Did you write anything up?" "No, I didn't write anything." So I said, we're leaning back, waiting to hear who's announced, and they announced Michaela's, and I just was floored, because it's like, who wrote something? And it was actually a young lady we met through dance competitions. She's actually, 30, but to me she's young.
Yeah.
who has an aunt or an uncle with Down syndrome. So she connected with Michaela early on. And she was hosting Thanksgiving that day, but she kicked everybody out of the house so that she could come to the pageant. And she wrote this thing on Saturday night, and I had no clue.
Oh.
And so, the fact that she even showed up and wrote it, and then Michaela won. So then they called me down on stage to accept the award with her. And, we're both bawling. And I look off to the stage, and the teens are to the right and the misses are to the left. And they are all, they're supposed to be in a single line ready to come out. They're all like climbing on top of each other, wiping their eyes. And they said it was, I couldn't see the audience, but my husband said that it was a standing ovation and there wasn't a dry eye in the whole place when she won.
I'm going to cry.
I know. I was there. You get this all the time. Did you get a crown for that? Michaela, what do you, and like
no.
flowers? What'd okay, get? What'd you get?
So I got spirit.
She gets a plaque.
A plaque.
Awesome.
Got a plaque, yeah.
Awesome. And then wait, there was another award. What's the director's award?
So I was working hard. The one. That's a story.
Okay. Prepare.
So I was on the Miss side, and so I got the director's award, and like I was working hard. I was doing the stuff. I like. Boom, I got the award.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So does the director choose one pageant participant? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was you.
Yeah, of course.
Our queen.
I love the dynamic between the two of you, because Sandy, you're so not a stage mom. You know, which I think works in your guys' favor so much at these pageants. And then Michaela, you're just kind of like, well, obviously I'm showing up. I'm doing the hard work. So
right.
Obviously. Here's my awards.
Oh my gosh. I love it too. My daughter Mason is a dancer. We've done now 3 recitals. And you know, as a dancer, it is intense. Recitals are intense, and there are a lot of dance moms there. And if you are a dance mom listening, more power to you. We love you. But I'm the one that's like, oh my gosh, it's the day of the recital and we have the wrong shoes. Or where are your whatever? Like, it is totally me. We're trying.
Been there, done
we're
that.
Doing our best. We're doing our best. Okay. So let's move on to talk about some other things you're doing, which includes college. Are you still in college?
I'm done.
What?
I gotta tell you all about
that is
it.
Old news, huh? But you did receive a Ruby's Rainbow Scholarship, right? You were Ruby's Rainbow
Scholarship. Yeah, so that was my first year in college, and I got the Ruby's Rainbow Scholarship. That's for paying for my college. Mm-hmm. I went to Bethel University, Bill program.
And how many years was that?
2 years.
And did you like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. The campus is so beautiful. And
did you live on campus?
Yeah, I did.
Oh gosh.
Wow.
Michaela, you're just
see, he talked to me about that. Did you love it, Michaela? Living on campus?
Yeah, I really love it.
Did you have a roommate?
I do have a roommate, and but I have this apart, but it's not work very well. So
roommates, it's a challenge, I tell you.
Yeah, I've had roommates.
How did you, Sandy, how did you feel about all that? Like, Michaela going away to college, roommates, that whole thing.
Well, we were actually, that's the college that I graduated from, and that's actually how I ended up in Minnesota.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
So we were in the initial part of getting something started there.
I love
and
that.
So, yeah, it... We were kind of excited for her to go. It was hard at first, you know, having her away all day long because she's such light in our house. Yeah. but she just really enjoyed it and, you know, was happy to see that she was able to do her dreams. Because ever since she was little, because I graduated from Bethel, her cousins, her aunts and uncles. So it's all kind of a Bethel family. So ever since she was little itty bitty, she'd keep saying, Mom, I want to go to Bethel. I'm going to go to Bethel someday. And I'd go, uh-huh, sure, honey. You know, pat her on the head, you know.
Yeah.
And then it actually came true. So sometimes I think they know more than we do.
Oh, totally. I would have to agree to that.
I do too.
Sandy, do you feel... Like when she was born, 24, you're 24, right? 24 years ago.
Yeah, I'm 24.
And now here we are 24 years later. She's a college grad. She's competed in Miss USA. Like what's been I don't even know the question here. I think everyone here maybe knows. What's like, I don't know the question. Do you know what I'm trying to ask? You know, are you surprised? Does it feel like you look back at your old self, as a new mom to a child with Down syndrome, and here you are? Like, here's the question, everybody. Sorry, friends. Thanks for your patience. Mm-hmm. What would you say to a new mom listening? We have a lot of listeners who have a new diagnosis.
Or are you surprised that she has a life?
Right.
Like, you know, like in the beginning, so much of our kiddos' lives are what we're fighting for. We're trying for. And then as teens and then adults, to see their own life unfold without your necessarily having a hand on it? Has that been?
Yeah. I think because, she was 6.5 weeks early with multiple issues and emergency C-section, they had to, you know, get her out as fast as possible. And they just, when they looked at us and they said, you know, we knew that she had Down syndrome. We found out like just a few days prior before she was born. But because of the cord wrapped around her throat and they had to revive her after she was born, they said, you know, she may never walk or talk.
Michaela.
Right. It's wild. And
not walking in a bikini.
In bikini.
On stage? What now?
I would love to see those doctors now and go, this is what you told us, and look at her. So know, they, you don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. You don't know what the outcomes are. And all I can say is that we just believed in her. We looked past the Down syndrome because, and I tell everybody this, I go, you know what, she's a child first. Mm-hmm. You know, her Down syndrome is something that she was diagnosed with. Mm-hmm. It has, you know, it doesn't define who she is. So have her do anything and everything that a typical kid would do. Mm-hmm. Always, you know, the dance classes, you know, I didn't want her in a special class. I wanted her in with regular kids so she could learn. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just have them try anything and everything to see what their likes and dislikes are.
That's so good.
I love that.
And how do you describe yourself?
Down syndrome in the side.
Yeah, she, when she was with Liz with Ruby Rainbows and getting interviewed, she goes, yeah, I have a little Down syndrome on the side.
Oh, my gosh. Michaela with a little Down syndrome on the side.
A little Down syndrome on the side.
That's the best way to describe it.
That is. That is so...
Yeah, I mean, just being a self... I mean, she's a self... Just being a self, an advocate for your child and just, like I said, just... supporting them and everything. You know, there'll be days that you're just frustrated because you think they're never going to learn how to add 1 + 1.
Right.
But then all of a sudden it happens, you know, it just.
Oh gosh. Thanks for sharing that. Sandy, thanks for jumping in too on the.
I jump back out.
Yeah. Go ahead. On your mind, you're working on.
Oh my goodness. Mercedes and I always say that, a parent, like a mother who has an adult child with Down syndrome, it's like a unicorn.
We're it's like a unicorn.
Will you talk to me? Tell me everything.
Tell me about your life, everything you've learned, your child.
Your hopes, your dreams, your mistakes. Your hopes, what worked, what didn't.
Yeah. I always like to know the mistakes more too. And to learn from them.
What can I avoid?
Yes. So, Michaela, before we wrap up here, could you tell all of our listeners what you're working on now with Best Buddies and with dancing and pageant world, anything?
So I'm having a, so I'm doing fundraiser for Best Buddies. I'm doing a bath and salt. It's Dreaming Big Without Limits.
Mm, that's amazing.
When will that be? When is that?
It's in next Tuesday.
Oh, it's soon. Okay.
I've got the loft and
so fun.
Fun and then do some modeling.
Heck yeah, girl. Are you going to wear a beautiful gown?
And I'm in it.
Yeah, you are.
Headliner.
I'm posting it, so it's kind of fun. So you put makeup and you do some, get yourself ready.
Yeah.
And that's why I just found my platform. That's why I'm doing the fashion show and stuff. And
what would you think about being on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh my God.
Don't even go there.
Wait a second.
Dancing is my thing.
I know. It's my dream to be on that show, too. I want them to do a whole season where they have one person who's not a star.
Like just random.
And they nominate him, and it was me. Oh my gosh. And then maybe you'll be the star that same season. Okay, Dancing with the Stars. Anyone who's listening, we have a really great star. So you would love to do that. That would be something you would be into.
That would be fun.
That would be so fun. I've heard it's so hard and rigorous, but it sounds like you're a hard worker. Okay, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with just throwing
We've
it
got
out
a
there.
Star. We've got a star for you. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up. We don't know anyone at Dancing with the Stars. So I feel like I need to throw that out there too. Okay, Michaela, thank you so much for joining us. The thing we're going to do next in our podcast is it's one of our favorite parts of the show, and we call it Good News. And we know as parents raising children with Down syndrome that we have so much good news we get to celebrate, and it can be a small thing and all the way to a big thing. So a little thing, my kid ate spinach for the first time, we're going to celebrate that. A huge thing, my kid survived open heart surgery, we're going to celebrate that. Or my kid won or participated in a Miss USA pageant, we're going to celebrate that big thing. So if you want to stick around, and Michaela, either you or your mom or both of you have some good news to share that you're celebrating in your own life, would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So then we will be right back with some good news.
Little Passports is the perfect holiday gift for your curious kids of all ages. Little Passports delivers fun-filled packages right to their door every month with engaging, hands-on activities, interactive projects, and unique souvenirs just waiting to be discovered. Little Passports monthly subscription are designed to spark children's curiosity about geography, world cultures, or science. From exploring sea creatures in Costa Rica to building a Big Ben like the one in England or making an ancient Greek headpiece, every month is a different adventure that will fuel their imagination and spark their natural curiosity of the world around them. It's the perfect gift for kids 3 to 13 this holiday season. Find special holiday offers and order today for holiday delivery at littlepassports.com/lucky.
All right, so we're back with one of our favorite portions of the show. Mike is not here to sing us in. I feel like you should just take it, Merce.
Oh, okay.
It's called Good News. Mercedes is going to sing it. Here okay. We go.
Here we are. It's time for good news. Good news. Yeah.
You did it.
I guess I just always need a solo.
Classic Mercedes. My favorite. Okay. You're the best. Okay. Michaela and Sandy, give us some good news.
All right. Tell her. I'm going to do it. The good news is I'm going to San Francisco for Sephora. So I went out there and someone did interview me out there. So I like put makeup on and it's so fun. The video just released.
Okay, I have seen this.
Oh my god.
I have seen this.
This was recent.
And I was so excited. Was this your first time at San Francisco?
Yeah, it is. Okay, it's so fun.
Oh my gosh.
So beautiful. A city girl. Could you see yourself as a city girl?
Could you see yourself as a city girl?
Yeah.
The lights.
So my husband graduated from San Francisco State and proposed to me in San Francisco. It's one of my favorite cities in the whole world. I love it. That's so fun. So they did makeup and they interviewed you. They did a video.
Yeah. Oh, everything. Before we go into telling makeup, and we went to the mall first, like looking at the makeup, and they come back to someone's house and it's put makeup on again, and then this. It's an online campaign for Sephora, yes. And like I'm darn happy to see it.
Oh my gosh. Did you get to
I watched the videos like 4 times.
Did you?
We'll link it in our show notes so all of our listeners can watch it. I'm so excited about this. Did you get to take all the makeup home? Like, did you get a lot of makeup?
No, but what? Tell them what they did for your fashion show.
So, for my fashion show, we're having Sephora makeup.
Oh my gosh, for everyone in the show?
Yeah, and they do. I'm so cool. I was counting like, my goodness.
They sent a huge basket of makeup.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I got so awesome for Sephora. And like, oh my goodness, how many?
Oh,
and
so like, they did a bath.
Surprised me.
Oh, wow. That is so wonderful of them. And that's so amazing, Michaela. I can't wait to continue to read about all the neat things you're doing and opportunities that come your way. That's such good news.
It's great news. Do you have good news, Mercedes?
Oh, let's see. Some good news. I feel like this one's a little one, but it's so fun. I feel like we're ready for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. When this airs, though, it's going to be past Halloween.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I wasn't scrambling for Halloween.
We'll find out. Here we are as prepared moms over here. We have no idea when this episode is releasing.
So good news, besides being prepared actually for Halloween this year and not scrambling and sewing the night before, is I feel like... Will this be after our live event too?
No, I don't think so. I think it's before. Hmm. But what's Sunny up to? Give us some Sunflower good news.
Sunflower good news. She's just doing great with her homeschool. I'm really proud of her. We just have a lot of fun doing it.
That's good.
I know. It's really working out really well, and I'm really loving it. right now.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good news.
Yeah.
So homeschool success is great news. Okay, I'm going to share some good news from a listener who wrote in. Her Instagram handle is Jenna Tang, J-E-N-N-E-T-A-N-G. And she says, I think it's a she, says, we just got cleared for biliary atresia. Excuse me, I don't pronounce that wrong if I did. He doesn't have it. They now know after almost 3 months of tests and high numbers. So I'm assuming this is a very serious medical thing that I'm not familiar with.
Right.
And that her son doesn't have this after 3 months of testing. So that's really good news.
That's really good,
really good news. We celebrate with you. Thank you for writing in.
Good health is always good news. Yes. Okay, we also have another piece of good news from Miss Margot on Instagram. She said, our son Lincoln, 18 months old, is signing back to us all done and claps when he's happy to greet someone and to say yes. His communication skills are coming in strong. Way to go, Lincoln. Woohoo! Oh,
do you remember that? Like the first time Mason or August did all done the sign, it was like, oh my gosh!
Or clapping. I remember they practiced clapping for a little bit with Sunny. And when then she can stop clapping. She loved it.
Perfect. She's clapping today.
She's clapping right now.
Oh my goodness. Well, as always, friends, we want to hear your good news about your loved one with Down syndrome. And you can call and leave us a voicemail at 424-442-9147 and share your good news. And if you happen to have a product or a business who wants to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome, then we'd also love to partner with you. As a sponsor, you can email us at hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com. for sponsorship opportunities. Michaela, Sandy, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing. Keep on doing what you're doing. And what an honor, a true honor it was to get to spend some time with you today. We're cheering you on. Thank you.
Thank you.
And a huge thank you to our editor and our producer, Andy Lara, our co-producer, Val Schleter, our sponsor, and of course, our guests and all of you who have shared the Lucky Few podcast with friends who have listened faithfully and who cheer us on. Please don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Then you can head over to theluckyfewpodcast.com and get your tickets for Thursday, November 21st. Do that right now, friends. It's going to be great. Remember that you are dear, sweet listeners supporting your loved one with Down syndrome. You are a shouter of worth and you are a narrative shifter. So keep on keeping on. We are all cheering for you, and we will see you next Monday on the Lucky Few podcast. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Lucky Few podcast. Remember to review our show on Apple Podcasts and check us out on all social media at the Lucky Few Pod. You can also support the show now via anchor.fm just by going to the website, scroll down to the bottom, and you can begin your support right now. Lastly, send us your good news by going to theluckyfewpodcast.com and sending us a message via text, voicemail, or email. See you next time.